Sunday, Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Rabinovich, Binyan Achonis for Shavuos.
Brichem Aboim, and I'm pleased, I'm Shkoyach for the organizer, Rabbi Yonason Goldmeier, who gave me the opportunity to be here and to be together with Achushev Oilem, Afrisha Oilem, to be together and to make so give somewhere the Chuvat Kabbalas HaTorah. And it says Kabbalas HaTorah is starting every day with the Birchas HaTorah, the morning. We're getting in the morning up, and say Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is as bruche, according to the way that you see Chazal, very precious and very chashivas, and you got to be makpid on Birchas HaTorah, to give a bruche of Nesinas HaTorah. Biderai, from where we see that Birchas HaTorah is so chushev and so precious, but you can see even more than all the other bruches. Chazal saying the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, who's even the Sibbe, what is the reason Chazal saying Amma of the Uretz, why was the loss of the Beis HaMikdash? So there is quite a few reasons, but one of the reasons of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash is the saying Shloi Birchi V'Torah Tchilo. Shloi Birchi V'Torah Tchilo. They did all the mitzvahs. From all the mitzvahs, the Klal Yisrael was then very weak in keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs, as people can see from the Midrash Chazal, from the Gemuras. But Chazal chose the Sibbe of the Chom Beis HaMikdash, was the morning till the present. Every day, we zoom, we know, Yishlaim, Rakhoyish, Mimera, Biyomainim, Benchen, Yishlaim, Yichuk, Barach, Mim, Tushiv. The sibbe of this chom was shalei birchi b'toyre tchilo. They didn't make the erste. Not the birchi, they made birchi b'toyre tchilo in the beginning, or the start. First of all, Adi said, I'm all the chashivas. Birchi b'toyre is a special chashivas. Another thing we know, before Shviyas, as we know, there is a mitzvah from Avuaz Bikirim. Bikirim. Schnee Alechem, Bikirim. Bikirim was the time of Shviyas when we bought the new, what the God, the Dai, the Schnee Alechem, the fish of Tvir. And the symbol of Shviyas of Bikirim is together with the Torah. Bikirim was also in Chazal, they made a grosse, a big. Ceremony by bringing the Bikirim, the people went out and the couple the people were both the Bikirim mitzvahs. Bikirim was basically the first pyre was growing on the field, to bring the Beis HaMikdash, and this is a whole avoided. It's also in Chinuch, in Sefer HaChinuch, in other words, we say that the Chashivas in Chinuch, in Bikirim, the Iker Chashivas in Bikirim, was because a person got very a lot of joy when you start to see the field growing. So I'm reading a simcha. The first prayer of Bikirim, Klal Yisrael is called Beni Bechoyr Yisrael. The title of Klal Yisrael, we are all Bechoyrim. Beni Bechoyr Yisrael. Because to show the chshivas and the pressure Bishim HaKadosh Baruch in Klal Yisrael, that's why we are called Bechoyrim. We are all Bechoyrim. Bikirim is a chshivas. The chshivas is the result in Klal Yisrael. All this. The Bikirim being bought in Beis HaMikdash in Shviyas to show that if somebody got an Ahava, he should express this together with the Torah. All Ahavas, all something that is very beloved by a person, he should give it out to him, give him out the feeling in the Torah. When he's given Bikirim, he's got a very high spirit shmut. He's been zoiched to give the field both his pyres, first pyres. How can he express it? He's expressing it that Shviyas, we are giving the Bikirim to show that all the, when a person is uplifted, not doesn't matter which is the reason, even the reason can be an uplift of a Gashmizdige, if you put it into the Torah. Very similar Gedank, the Wister Gedank with Yosef Atzadik when he met with his father Yankiv after all the years being separated. Yosef Atzadik, Yankiv of Wien, he met him, and he says Krishma. Yankiv Wien, when he met Yosef, Peshas, he saw the first time Yosef, after so many years of crying in Wiener Wave, Yosef Atzadik, his child, but he was crying for 22 years. he met Yosef Tzadik, instead to say Shalom Aleichem Yosef, was machte, I didn't see you for so many minutes, was machte sie, he say Krishma, he look Krishma, he skip trying Krishma, so he said, the Ahave was so great that in this moment, when Yosef Tzadik met his father, Yank Ravini came out with so much Ahave feelings, he wanted to give it away from the Shefer. He took all this Ahave from the son, he gave it away from the Shefer. To see the Torah, Bikirim with the Torah, together, Shali Birchi Batoyre Tchilo, my rabbi said, the Sibi Shali Birchi Batoyre Tchilo is the beginning is the most chushev zach. A person in the morning when he's getting up, if he got a happy thing to do or something that is very precious for him, he will think it the first thing in the morning. Shali Tirchi Batoyre Tchilo, a person, the first thing in the morning, you got to give the Haidue for Birchas Atoyre. And even he hasn't got it now, but when he's doing these deeds, he's showing that he's doing it, he will get the feelings. They say that Bavis Tadach V'Avta Hashem Elokeichu V'Avta Hashem, how can you to love Hashem is Baruch, you don't know Hashem is Baruch, you don't see Him, you don't know Him. That is, if you behave and you're going according to the Torah, you do everything what they say in the Parshas Krishma, you learn and you keep the mitzvahs and Masim Tovim, this alone will give you the Ahav, those that are bringing the Ahav of Hashem. This is clear. Now, this Kabbalah Satoyre has also been called Kabbalah Satoyre, not Nesina Satoyre. Why has it been Kabbalah Shvi'a? Now, it's called Kabbalah Satoyre. You've been Mikabel. You're receiving it. You need to take it. Kabbalah Sipchatur, you take it. You're not Nesina Satoyre, you get the Torah. It's called Kabbalah Satoyre. See, why is not Nesina Satoyre? Hashem gave the Torah for Chalal Surat. Because giving the Torah was dependent in Atnai that people should be ready to get it. That's why we are now in Shloishes Me'agbule. We can't go to get the Torah without making an anachuna. We need to be prepared, my rabbis. We need to be prepared. If a person is preparing himself, he wants to get the Torah, he wants to make his place, his house, his gift, his neshama ready to be a Eved Hashem to get the Torah, then he will get it. As much he will make the anachuna, so much he will get the Torah. If he's having got, if a person wants to give somebody else a good wine to drink, a good mash, anything, you need a good keli. If you got a keli, then you can put in the mashke to drink. But if you haven't got a keli, you can't get the mashke to drink, the wine, or whatever it is. The same with the Torah. The Torah, we need to have an achune. All this one says, matcha. That's why we got shloishes me'agbule to make an achune. We now should know that like this. That's a big chizik. That's a Ramban. It's a Ramban in a machlokes Ramban in Tosfos in Beitz Daf Lamed Gimel. Give me a little aloha. It won't be too long, but you will see the chshivas of a person making an achune and putting an effort in every mitzvah what he's doing. It's a special chashivas. You can't compare if a person putting in effort in any mitzvah, in Sdukke, in Limidat Torah, in Chinuch Habonim, if he's putting in an effort or he's leaving it, it should be coming automatically. In these days, we all like everything should be automatic. He's forgetting about everything is machinery. We put up, press a button, everything is happening. But the MSC is in the Torah, we need to put effort. Yes, the Torah. Because it's the life of the Amelim, the Torah. You know this. There is a machloikis now on Hilches. I need a little varaluch and a song. In Beit Zedaf Lamed Gimel, the Dashal of Psumim, Motze Yontef, we're taking Psumim, yes, we're smelling the Psumim, Motze Shabbos. But Abdullah, we're taking Psumim. What's the reason we're taking Psumim? Because there is a Neshume Yeseire Shabbos. Doch du a Neshume Yeseire. Extra neshuma is coming Shabbos, and this neshuma yisera is going away motze Shabbos. Is the tzar, the neshuma yisera is living the neshuma, but there is during the week the tzar for the neshuma is great because the neshuma yisera is living a person motze Shabbos. If you don't feel it, the neshuma is feeling it. It's Chazal made a tikkun should have psumim. In the psumim is merchay. You give you like. If a man is weak, you get psumim, then you keep it. When you're weak, you smack psumim, obviously you give the koiches. This is the only thing, you psumim as the Shabbos. The neshuma yisera is living us, and the neshuma that is staying is filled up with a schwach, weak, because they need to separate the neshuma yisera from the person. You smell psumim, give you koiches. This is the time for psumim. If Shabbos is clear. What about Motzei Yom Tov? We don't make sumen. What is the reason? Is Toys will assume maybe there is no neshume yaseir Yom Tov. Toys is in daf lamed gimel. Neshume yaseir is only Shabbos. Not Yom Tov. Daf lamed gimel. You learn there is no neshume yaseir. The Ramban is cholik of there is yad neshume. Toys said there is no. If there is no neshume yaseir, it's quite clear why we should not make a sumen. Because you know, if there is no neshume yaseir, if Motze is Shabbos, Yom Tov is after Shabbos. The Shabbos, in Motze Shabbos is Yom Tov. Is demult, why we don't make them sumim? If it's Motze Shabbos, in Yom Tov is coming in now. According to Tosfos, the Kash Tosfos is asking the Kash, why we should not get the sumim then? Because the Neshume Yisera of Shabbos is going away. Yom Tov is coming in, there's no Neshume Yisera. The Tosfos say that the embassy we should have psumim to get highest for the neshuma because the neshuma is going away. The only reason is because you get it anyway. I see this Yom Tov, Shabbos is finishing. Yom Tov is coming in, but the Shabbos, you got to see this Yom Tov. The see this Yom Tov is like instead of the psumim. As it looks, shittas at Toysus. The Ramban said different. The Ramban says no. There is yes a neshuma yisrael. Yom Tov, there is a neshuma yisrael. Therefore, it's push for him for the kashuv in Toysus. Why we don't make psume mamot Shabbos when Yom Tov is coming in? Because you do not need to make the psume, because the neshuma yisrael of Shabbos is not away. There is a neshuma yisrael coming from Yom Tov as well. Therefore, we don't need it. It's push for him. But the kashuv of them is Lord Ramban. Why when Motzei Yom Tov, every Motzei Yom Tov, if there is a neshuma yisrael like Shabbos, is why Motzei Yom Tov shouldn't be psume? The shit is a toys versus push it. Lot toys versus there is no neshume yeseire. But the shit is a Ramban, as there is a neshume yeseire Yom Tov, like Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same. Therefore, why shouldn't be a psomim motze Yom Tov? So the Ramban, very good. So the Ramban, there's a difference in the neshume yeseire, first is the quality of the neshume yeseire, of the koiches. The neshume yeseire of Shabbos will leave us Motzei Shabbos, departing from us. The neshume yeseire from Yom Tov won't depart, will stay with us forever. So is with the Ramban. There is a difference in the neshume. There is some neshume yeseire will leave, some neshume yeseire will stay. Shabbos, the neshume yeseire will go. You can look at the Ramban on Beit of Lamed Gimel, and the neshume yeseire from Yom Tov won't go away. They will stay with us forever. Whenever we get on Shabbos Yom Tov, they stay with us. Is the Avner Nezer is saying the Svura? Why is Bemes Azor? Why is the Shabbos Yom Tov Shabbos is going? The Shabbos Yom Tov is staying. What's the difference? We need to have a Hezbo. Moir Rabbi Yisrael, we need to have a Hezbo. Why? Saying Moir Adisha. It's with Terazoy the Avner Nezer. Shabbos is nothing to do with the Klal Yisrael to make Shabbos. Shabbos is been done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every 6 days of the week, Shabbos is coming. The Gedishas Shabbos been created from Shumayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with us. Mekadosh HaShabbos. When we say the Baruch HaShem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Kadosh HaShem is Baruch Hu. Baruch HaShem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. But when we say Yom Tov, the Baruch HaShem, Mekadosh Yisrael, Nur wie Israel war es man ihm. Nicht mit Kaddish als man ihm. Mit Kaddish Israel war es man ihm. So das Klall Israel ist creating dieses Yom Tov. Doesn't being created automatically. We need to create it. Der Rambam says, we need to make, Bezen is making the Rosh Chodesh. Whenever Rosh Chodesh is, a 15 day after is Pesach, 15 day after is Sukkot, 5 days after is Shavuos. The Yom Tov is being established. The Yom Tov making is truly in Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. Whenever Bezen making Rosh Chodesh, then we know it's Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam said if Bezen would not make Rosh Chodesh, for one reason or another, so forth, then it's no Yom Tov. Let's say, if Bezen wouldn't make Rosh Chodesh Nissen, now, today, we don't need to make Kiddush HaChodesh, because Hillel HaZukun made already Kiddush HaChodesh, till Moshiach will come. of the Kaddish in the Chodesh before, till Mashiach would come, he made the Cheshboines of every Chodesh. That's why we got the Chodesh. He don't need Bezin. But the Be'etzim, somebody need to make a Kedishas, to create Kedishas of Chodesh. Zogt der Rabbi Nezer, that's it, the Chilif in the Neshom Yosef in Yontav, the Neshom Yosef in Shabbos, the Neshom Yosef in Yontav, we created it. Das ist der Pilif in a Mensch. If Mekadosh Yisrael, the Yidin Mekadosh, the Yidin making Yontav, if a Neshom Yosef is coming after you, put effort in the made it, you won't leave you. Any idea that a person make a Meles, it will stay with him. Kedisha Shabbos came free of charge. We come again Shabbos. The Kedisha Shabbos is there. We come to Shabbos. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekadosh them Shabbos. It's there for 24 hours. But if she was born, she will take it. But if a person makes a Kedisha, it's on the Yontef of the Kedisha. Therefore, it's coming for Yontef to make an Achune for Yontef. To create a Kedisha in a person to be based Mekabah the Yontef. And Yontev himself to learn in davening, asking Beit Nahav Rabba to making to put in a koiches from the mensch. This is a kedisha, but it won't leave him. It will go forever for him, for his children, for his grandchildren. A peile from the mensch guide to shavet. It won't leave him. This is yetzazoy. We know now. That it's kedai to make an effort, b'frat of Yontef, to put in koiches everyone to be able to be a shittef in the kedisha, and if he's putting a chaylik, he don't, it won't come automatically. He will get a sach kedisha, and he won't leave him. Chazal zu schar mitzvah b'hai al meleke. I'll explain to you the chshivas from the Torah and the mitzvahs in the now far kabbalas Torah. Torah is so chushav, yeah. All the Chazal, the Psikim, the Eirachayim HaKudosh says if a person would get the Tama Torah, Yishtagaya, loses completely his brain from Roy Vahave, from he getting such, yeah, a person can get feelings in the Torah, he should lose mamash the physical normal brain from Roy Vahave for Torah. See, do as a Zach, they do the Eirachayim HaKudosh. Yishtagaya Chavreiro, also you can wear the ganzen verlieren im Zeichel, viel Dova Habe. Teure is a Sache, which is all the Deures, so all the Deures, we could see on them the cheek, the Cheshik of Teure, the thirst, it was thirst for Teure. Mamesh, the Tzumela, somebody didn't drink water, there was Chalish for Teure. This is Shvies Kabulas of Teure. I saw in a cipher, I think in a Sivet Shulam, if I'm not mistaken, from Slonim, that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. But it's a Yom Adin of bread, of Yashvi is more. Yom Tov Shvi'is is a Yom Adin of Rochnis. How much Torah we will get? Shvi'is is Rochnis, a Yom Adin of Rochnis. How much we will be able Cheshi to learn? How much we will get Hasuga Satoyre, Havuna Satoyre? The we could see the tzaddikim, the satru of the book of the Divrei Yoel, used to say that Havu Rabu before Krishna, the special Nigun, it took him some time, 20 minutes. Was in the whole of the Smedj was Mamish. Told thousands of people, was Mamish, I saw this with Kang. Havu Rabu Shvius is must be one of the Chush was a part of the Tfilas, because you're asking that for the Torah. And everyone wants to get a Torah. Jeder eine will, mit den Kindern, mit so Schmiss. But der Schiff ist die Torah sehr groß. And I tell you why, I want the kid to express the Schiff ist die Torah. Ich bin eine Kinder so, ich schreibe so. Schar mitzvah bei allen Melechen. You don't get schar of mitzvahs of this world. Aber mit der Torah auch nicht. Wir gibt nicht schar mitzvah bei allen Melechen. Und wir nehmen, like, why not? Why shouldn't we get a schar? It's push the Terez. There is no way in this world to pay reward for mitzvahs. The world is too limited. We should be able to get a reward for mitzvahs in Masim Toivim. Shayach in dem Yonz. Schar mitzvah b'yal meleke. But then Akasha, Enes, Emesin, there are no enough way in to pay reward in this world. It's limited. The world is limited. But why shouldn't we get 10%? 15%? let's get something here. The rest, we get another world. Is richtig? For what gives man a good nicht? Scham is on a lacking nothing? Give a bit. We learning, we daven, we make mitzvahs. Everyone, with Messias Nefesh, not easy today to make mitzvahs. And we take after all the mitzvahs, say, no, you won't get scham nothing. This world, forget it. The other world, you will get. Why not? Give us a bit. Episode in it's a chizik. You can see the chivas haTorah. There is a lochen shel chanum and chashem mishpat. Here has eidus. If you learn here has eidus, the lochen shel chanum witness to go in bezin. You need the witnesses. Bezin can't take any one of witness because you get a witness. You need to make the sure that it's a kosher eidus. Somebody is a mesach bekibim zach, and there is all sort of lochens when a eidus is puzzle. Before Basidic Kaddish, when I'm Sadak Kaddish, if you get two Eidos, you will ask him, did you make Shiva? Before the Eidos, he can. Eidos is not a game, it is a serious Eidos. It's a look at Zoy. If a person will go to Bezdin, he wants to give Eidos, MS Eidos, not Eidos Sheker, Chas V'Shulam, he will give Eidos MS, MS witness. Truth witness, but he wants to take money for spending in Bezen half an hour or an hour, 2 hours in Bezen to deliver the witness statement before Bezen. He wants to get money. It's MS, alles is fine, but his time is precious. He wants to have 100 pounds an hour for giving, for spending 2 hours, 3 hours, 300 pounds. The aluche nishchanurach is, even as Eidus MS, even he's working, he's losing money by then, so it's to give Eidus. And if he's taking money for giving Eidus, it's the Eidus pusl. Can't push it. It's pusl Eidus. Won't help. Even as MS, he must not take money, nishchanurach hashemish, but he's looking for giving, delivering a statement of Eidus or witness. There is a Isser, even MS. It's interesting, but this is the aluche. Now, the Torah mitzvahs, this is the aluche. Oh, and another aluche is, the another aluche in Chesed is, if you need to go to Bezen, you need to travel from London to Manchester, or from Manchester to Antwerpen, or whatever. And for the way to go to Bezen, you're entitled to take money for it. Not for the delivery days. But on the way for going there, you're entitled for reimbursement expenses. In the time as well. You can reimburse this in the time for going. Now, Torah mitzvah shodom is all that, whenever a mensch mintit a mitzvah masim toivim, every mitzvah is eidus, is delivering a eidus, there is a reboini shalom, there is a reboini shalom of the world. Whatever you do, learn the Torah, you're putting tefillin on, you, it's like a statement. The tefillin is a statement. I am a Jewish person, and I am belonging from the Bashefer. If you go with tzitzis in the road, whatever, mezize, so all is eidus. Your learning is all eidus. Every learning is eidus. There is a Bashefer. We learn in the Torah of Hashem Yisburach. It's not eidus Hashem Nemono, machkim aspesi. You say eidus Hashem Nemono. What is eidus? Eidus Hashem Nemono. Eidus Hashem, this is the mitzvah in learning. Machkim aspesi the Torah. The Torah is machkim aspesi. As a person is sitting down and learn Gemara, a shir, you come into Torah way every day, or whatever the shir is, you're giving eidus. It's the eidus of these people here that belong from Bashefer. Delivering eidus, making mitzvahs, learning Torah is that you deliver eidus. It's not just studying Jewish studies. It's much deeper than that. It's hagudas eidus from Bashefer. Hagudas eidus is not rewardable. You mustn't take any reward, even a penny note, even a percent. 100% is not rewardable here. You got to get it später. You can't take money of making mitzvahs or to get any reward. Any benefit? You got to be completely detached from it because it's a eidus of Hashem. It's a eidus. For going to say the eidus is for delivering it, for spending time to arriving, you're entitled. You started with chikoyset aleichi. When you started gishmech b'itom, in chikoyset aleichi for going, for teleichi, for arriving here. This is entitled. A person is making himself ready to get, he will do everything, panuse, the home, he will put it in such a structure in a way that he should be this. His life should be in a such a way that the proposition should be a tool to get to Beis Medrash. His Gashmi Zigen Leben should be in such a way to even to arrive to the Torah. For this is entitled. For making Ishtadlis, to get into the Beis Medrash, to get into making mitzvahs. Panusa is if he's, when he's working in his office, he's saying that this work is only a way and a tool that after the work I should be able to make mitzvahs and maasim toivim. I should be able to learn, my children should be able to learn, my family. This is a tool to get there. Then if it be, this is revolted, but the eitzah mitzvah is not revolted, it's the malum with them. Man sagt, es ist eine Woche, die wir alle haben, es ist eine Woche, ich kann nicht sagen, Yeshua. He passed away for over 30 years. I remember when I was a child, he used to call me in, before he used to make a chune for Kiddush. His Kiddush was famous in Yerushalayim. We Kiddush, you could hear it two or three away. Man sagt, es ist eine Woche, es ist eine Woche. It was very famous. People heard his Kiddush. And he made a chunef. I took him to make a chunef after davening till me kiddush. I said it took him 3 hours. 3 hours. To learn Gemara, Mishnayos, 18 Prokim Mishnayos every day. I said it's how I learned. 18 Prokim Mishnayos. In Gemara, in this forum, in Aluches. He made a big chunef, 3 hours. Every summer and winter, doesn't matter. From after davening, till kiddush, took him 3 hours to prepare himself for kiddush. Now, what I'm coming to the aid is, one of his preparation for Kiddush was to learn Shilchon Nore Choshe Mishpat Hilchas Edis every week. He learned Chesidishes Sforim, he learned the Baal Shem Tov, he learned the Melech, he learned Mishnayos, but it was just moments before the last half an hour before Kiddush, took out the Choshe Mishpat every week, and he learned Hilchas Edus in Choshe Mishpat. With the Mephoshim, Mishnam, proper learning Hilchas Edus. And you ask him, what is going on Hilchas Edus? I was a child. Why does Edus learn Hilchas Edus now before Kiddush? I understand the Melech, and I understand the Chesidishes Shabbos. What is he? Why Hilchas Edus? What is going on? I'm going to give soon a statement. Kiddush, Yoyim HaShishi, Vayechid HaShemayim, what is a statement? A statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of is Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is the Balabus of the world. To give this statement, I need to be a kosher Eides. He was learning every week, all his life. Chassidus. We need to learn. We all Eides here, kosher Eides. Look. You had this in Israel, you had this. We all ate this, one ate this. The first time he says, he's saying a bruch Hashem Amoy Yisrael Luad every night by Marib, yes? Before Baruch Hashem Lo'elom. Bruch Hashem Ashkeveinu, Hashem Amoy Yisrael Luad. He's saying Hashem Amoy Yisrael Luad, you can read it Lu'ed. Luad, Lu'ed. Shomer Amo is the first Shlomo. I said, but Hashem is guarding Shomer Amo Yisrael. He's guarding the Yiddish Kinderlech. Why? He wants kosher Eides. Because if we start making kinsen, we are pusel Eides. We need to be kosher. It's Shomer Amo Yisrael. He's guarding us. We don't want kosher Eides. Why? Because we want kosher Eides. We don't want kosher Eides. For the Yiddish pusher. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is I wondered longer than the time. I got a word. You tell me when to stop, I'll stop. And the story is L'Hashem Eloikeinu. V'anigla yisluni levoneinu. Zuh dechum soifer. Dechum soifer. The soifer says, every dutch, when you say Adrush Ashir, you should demand nachum soifer. The skill of the Torah, as you say, should go in should go out with Siyata Lishmai. It should go into the people who are listening with Siyata Lishmai. Whenever I heard that from Tzadikim, whenever they used to say Ashir Berabim or the Radrusha, always say a word of some sefer. The some sefer is as gila. Kiddush asach some sefer. His Holiness of the sefer as gila is should go out with Siyata Lishmai. It should go into the people who are listening. Both ways. You need the Shabbat Shema to give it out properly. It should go in. The Sefer Ad Isturis, Hashem Elokeinu, V'anig L'Sunu L'Vanayinu. So a person can make mitzvahs in his heart, at home. But not always he will make the mitzvahs in a way that other people, the children or the friends, should listen and understand. A person can make tzedukah quietly at home. A person can daven quietly even at home in Bismedrish. Nobody can see his davening. He's davening very concentrating his machshuva, his brain, but he won't give it out with the mouth loud. He won't make his body noticeable that he's davening, but he's still davening. Sometimes better than somebody who's shouting. He's davening. The Sefer says it's not enough. Hanistoris, if you make mitzvahs, but if nister, in a way that it's hidden. Hidden means to say when you're in public, you can hide when you do the mitzvahs in a way, and you can do it at home in a way when nobody sees it, not the children. You can learn at home. By night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, the children sleeping, they don't see you learning, they don't see the father learning. This is good, because Torah benister is very chushev. Obviously, Lashem Elokeinu, and his stories is very good, Lashem Elokeinu. Hashem is Baruch Hu got nachas from a person who is doing mitzvahs in a hidden way. Aber wir haben nicht Leute, so wie das uns so viel, lohnt die Leben nein, we need to make the mitzvahs ben nigle. It's not enough to make it ben nista. We are lohnt die Leben nein, the children in the Talmidim, in the Shechinim, it's a deep, if you say it, if you make a mitzvah, people will learn. Berov am hadras melech. If you say a mitzvah tzduke, the Rashba says you should do it berabim. Why do it berabim? Because the children will learn, the shechinim, the chaverim. If you go in Bismedesh, a person is davening with koil rom, and he's making the gifnis, the gay, shokle, the davening, this is bringing in others, the buchim, children, they will follow, they will learn. A person is learning from his friend. That's the metzias. The Rambam says, Udam, if you in a good tzvive, then you will learn from the good tzvive. Chas v'shulam lehepech is also. It doesn't just say it's coming to shvi. It's highly fi kabulas atoyre was. Nobody was supposed to. Everyone was supposed to be there. All the neshamas. It was koil rash gudel. The whole the world heard kabulas atoyre. It was a koil rash gudel. And why the koil shoyfer gudel? Why was the Torah could be given very quietly. Everyone should see Kabbalah's Torah. Everyone should learn. We are in Kabbalah's Torah. In the whole world. There was a way, if somebody wanted from the world to come, the Megayer even, they saw that the whole world was well in notice that Klal Yisrael taken is now under the Kabbalah's Torah. Even Bilam was asked, what is going on? The goyim was worried as the guy Zana Chobin. This is Kabbalah's Torah. Kabbalah's Torah must be in an oif niglois. We need to undertake to make the mitzvahs in the oif nigle. In the oif nigle will bring for the person alone is good to make the for more soires, but even the same soires to get more people into together. I tell you, there is something mass here. In Rashiv is in Kabbalah's Torah. Oh, it's too stupid. The Chazon Ish met one of the Eretz Yisrael League from the government, and the Chazon Ish he asked the Chazon Ish why is not allowing the Buchen to go in the army. We need somebody to protect Eretz Yisrael. In the Chazanish answered him, it was from the head of the government, one of the head of the government. Chazanish told him, listen, I'll give you a little mushel. It was one with a person with, he didn't have car at the time, he had a horse with a carriage. He went with the horse and the carriage up the hill, high up, very steep hill up. Ah, yeah. And the carriage was full of precious goods. Precious goods. And but the horses couldn't do it, couldn't go up. And they stopped. And the only idea was to take out some goods from the carriage, make it lighter, and then it can go up. And he was thinking, if you take any goods there, leave it there for a few hours, it will disappear. Ganuvim was there, full of Ganuvim. And he was thinking, what can I leave here, which is not so precious? After looking around in his carriage, he couldn't find anything that he can leave here, take it down from this carriage. Then he said, but I need to continue my journey. I can't stay forever on this hill. The horses don't want to schlep, and I need to get rid of something. And everything is so precious, I can't get rid of nothing. He decided there's something that I can get rid of from this carriage that I don't need so much for myself personally. The four wheels. the four wheels is very heavy, and I don't need them. The goods what I bought is very precious, I need, but the wheels I don't need. That are definitely, and each wheel is 100 kilo, I get 400 kilo less. The horses will run up straight away out of this problem. Chasnish told this head of state, one of the head of state in Israel, you're looking at a solution of the problem. You got a problem, I understand. You want protection, you need to protect the state, and you need to protect yourself and everyone else. But how can you take for the wheels? The wheels, what do you want? The wheels you're taking out. It's silly, it's a machine. The Torah is the wheel. This is the Chazon Ish HaGedor. The Abba Kabul is the Torah, the wheels. Every person got his own carriage, and you need to. We are all in a big hill to get up. We mustn't take off the wheel. The Kabul is the Torah is to keep the our wheels. Never take off the Torah. A person thinks, he's got difficulty, palm nos, he got difficulty here. You know, I've all learned today. I got difficulty. I heard that. No learning is the wheel. It's one wheel. You make a puncture on the wheel. If you can't go, just look at different solutions. But learning is the wheel. You can't take it. You must keep. It's precious. Now, I've been assigned with a nice mass from the Rav Shach. A shiny mass from the Rav Shach. The Rav Shach was, I remember when he was still giving shirim in Panovich Yeshiva, but he had a problem with a catheter on his eyes. A catheter means a piece of skin covered his eyes from inside, a very thin layer of skin, and he couldn't see. And he had to have big magnifying glasses, and he couldn't see the little osiers in this forum, only big, the mid-copies of the Gemara, the big version that he should be able to read. He couldn't, there was quite a few years then, because it was dangerous to make an operation for such an older person. After it came out, the new way with laser, there is a new way with laser, you make a treatment with laser, and you get rid of the skin of the eye, the covering, and then you can start seeing again. And when he went to the hospital, he came back from hospital after the operation of the laser. It's a small level for one day, and the eye didn't have the anymore this. And he could start seeing again. And he asked, "Bring me a safer. I would like to see a safer. I can read without the magnified glasses and all this." They brought him in a Gemara, and he saw that in the side of the Gemara there is Rabbeinu Gershon. He saw the small oasis of Rabbeinu Gershon. He's in the Gemara. He saw Rabbeinu Gershon, he said, "Shalom Aleichem," and started crying. "I didn't see you for years, Rabbeinu Gershon." He started kissing Rabbeinu Gershon. He was all emotional. See, 4 or 5 years I didn't see him. The Gemara, and the big thing about Rabbeinu Gershon was too small. Then he went in the Marashu. The Marashu, there's Karner Aim. Very small print in the Marashu, Agues Karner Aim. Very small. There, he was almost crying like a child. "Karner Aim, you I didn't see in 9 years. I didn't see the camera aim for 9 years. Then he went on to the Balamoyer, to the reef. He was, then he took out other form, small print. He was in a matzer, like a person seeing his family after 20 or 30 years not being together. They say to see it, how Arshach came home from hospital after his eyes was treated, everyone was emotional there. He was very good. This is Kabbalah Satara. This is the Shiva Satara. To know how far the word Atomet Chuchem, the Yikrop. This is the Shiva Satara. Then I met once on an airplane, Hananya Cholak. He was one of the Gabuim by Rav Shach. He told me that Rav Shach had a safe at home. A safe with the key. He was the only key holder of Shah. He would never give away the key from the safe to anybody. But he was ill. The last year, he asked Hanani Cholak, "Do me a favor. I give you the key from the safe, open it up. And I'll ask you something to the guard, but you got to make sure that don't touch anything else. And make sure that this is what you're taking out, keep very gentle. And because I can't do it myself anymore, I used to take to handle the safe myself." No, Hanani Cholak thought, "No, he opened the safe, Rav Shach, find that gold, diamond, a safe is so precious." He opened the safe, was about 15 sforim there, older sforim, and Rav Shach told him, "Take the dritte safe, take out from me, close the safe." and he brought the Rav Shach, handled it, the old sefer, opened it up, Rav Shach told him, listen, these 15 svarim, without them, I can't learn 15 sigyas. They are special, the svarim, but they are not around, they're not printed, and without this svarim, there is few sigyas in Shas that I can get, any pshat. And they help me to understand. That is for me, my, I need it in the safe, because if he has, if he's losing them, or anything, that's for